Excellencies, families, friends and colleagues, good morning. Today, we gather here on a sad occasion to pay our respect and honor 202 colleagues and friends who lost their lives in service of peace. We also gathered here to remember our fallen colleagues and friends, 102 of them, who lost their lives in the service of organization in devastating earthquake that struck Haiti on January 12, 2010. 5 years gone by. We always remember these heroes for their contributions and commitment to Haiti and the work of the United Nations. Our thought and prayers go out to their families and friends. I now like to invite our Secretary General, Ms. Ban Ki-moon, to deliver a statement.
Thank you for all being here to pay tribute to the United Nations staff who made the ultimate sacrifice while serving the cause of peace, development, and human rights. Today, we remember all those who have died and we honor them for their service. We grieve with their families and friends and we pay tribute to their courage and sacrifice.
Thank you very much, Secretary General. Now, I'd like to invite our colleague, Mr. William Gardner from Minister, Haiti, to deliver remarks on behalf of survivors.
We remember the first night, digging with our bare hands, as the earth around us continued to shake, and the wailing voices of a million souls asking for mercy rose up into the night sky. We remember our desperation when learning of yet another colleague or loved one we had lost. We remember as the first night became day, and more days then followed, and colleagues and friends from the world over began to arrive to help us. We remember, and we will never forget.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gardner. Now I'd like to call upon Mr. Leon Richard, the Vice President of Staff Management Committee.
Indeed, we now live in a world where those who do good are a threat to those who wish bad. Delivering humanitarian aid, bringing peace, affirming the rights of women, and as we saw yesterday in the devastating attacks on the offices of the French newspaper Charlie Hebdo, promoting freedom of expression, all these are an anathema to certain people, groups, and ideologies. In this environment, where our flag of hope is now a target for evil and hate, the UN has more to do than ever before to protect our staff and support the good work of our brave colleagues in safety and security around the world.